Hi, Dr. A. I am trying to raise my three boys, ages 7, 4, and 2, to be instruments of peace. Now, as soon as I saw that first line, I knew where this was going. I have a rule. No guns of any sort are allowed in my home. This includes toy guns and other toy weapons such as swords, etc. I also monitor any TV they watch, usually PBS, there's your problem. And computer games are educational only. So there you have it, Ma. You've set it up. They will never, ever do anything violent. From time to time, however, they go through stages of playing fighting sort of games. My oldest son will put Legos together into a rifle, and my 4-year-old will use ordinary items such as a straw as a sword, and of course they point their fingers like guns. Mom says, is this because they are boys? Oh, Mary, I can't tell you how many parents say to me, there will be no guns in our house, no guns of any kind. No pop guns, no stick guns, no toy guns, no squirt guns, no ping pong guns, no guns of any kind in our home. This is not going to happen. I am not going to raise children to use guns. They are not going to shoot at anything. They're not going to kill Bambi. They're not going to fire stuff off in the air on the 4th of July. This is not going to happen. There will be no swords. There will be no catapults. There will be no crossbows. There will be no pea shooters. And then, one morning, their 26-month-old child is sitting at the breakfast table, and he chews his toast into a perfect replica of a Winchester and starts going, sounds like a machine gun, doesn't it? Pretty good. That's my machine gun imitation. I'm going to wipe the mic off here. Mary, it is because they are boys. It is because it is almost impossible to stop boys from turning everything into guns. If you take their hands from them, they will turn their arms into guns. If you take their arms, they will turn their eyes into ray guns. If you take their eyes, they will turn their legs into guns. Yep. Now, the question is, what does this mean? Well, in all of human history, little boys played this way. And in the context of a moral environment, they didn't become immoral. They didn't use guns to hurt people. Don't forget, guns have long been a part of life, especially in America, for cooking and food and protection and all kinds of things. Will they outgrow it? Yeah, probably. Or they may learn to target shoot. They may like that. Or can you get them to stop it? I don't think so. How are you going to do it? Maybe you should have some gun rules. You're not allowed to shoot anybody. Okay? You're not allowed to hit anybody with any of your weapons. You're not allowed to bust anything with any of your weapons. You know, I was thinking about this, Mary. You know, if your kid turns a straw into a sword, you need to just grab it from him and tell him, that's the last straw. That's what you need to do. So yes, my dear, and I hear this especially from moms. Moms happen to be women. Most of the time, everything I've ever read, most research I've seen, moms are women. And moms who raise little boys get shell-shocked by little boys because little boys do these things. They are rowdy and feisty. Part of the reason we expect them not to do this is because there's this creeping, what's the word I'm looking for, hermaphroditic. There, Eric, look that one up, buddy. This hermaphroditic mindset that basically says that little boys and little girls are the same as long as you don't socialize them into traditional gender roles. And the reason that these kids are using this guns is somehow they must have picked it up from the neighbor kids or saw something on TV. No, not at all, Mary. You are witnessing the innate power of personality, of temperament, of boys being boys. Good question, though. It's so cute. I had to say it. Mary, I hope you heard this. I don't know where Mary wrote from, but it's a great email.